From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire enduring nicely on its third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and the halt in fighting can continue. The Syria refugee crisis, however, continues unabated with the thought that with warmer weather coming, it could even get worse. Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo.
Along the Greek border with Macedonia, refugees and other migrants try to break through the fence to get in, while Macedonian police fire tear gas, hoping to keep thousands of people out. The turmoil in Greece is only part of the bottleneck, as tens of thousands of people clamor to get out of Syria, into Turkey, and on their way towards Europe. Analysts say with the approach of spring weather, the crisis will get worse.
That's everybody's fear, is that once the weather becomes milder, that there'll be a much larger influx of refugees and certainly more attempts to cross over to Europe.
That was Jan St-Pierre of Berlin-based security group Mosicon. He says the continued attacks on Islamic State militants is also contributing to the refugee crisis. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Now, during the next 5 days, UN and other aid agencies plan to deliver life-saving humanitarian assistance to about 154,000 people living in areas blockaded by government and rebel forces in Syria. Many of these people have been without any kind of aid for up to a year. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in an election for the country's important assembly of experts. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payin tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, so probably about 15, 16 years ago, so he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Mr. Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. A voter turnout for Iran nationwide was 62%. Islamic State militants launched twin suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. In a surprise assault, three suicide bombers and gunmen in trucks stormed into an area 25 kilometers west of downtown Baghdad.
I committed the crime of taking out a political slogan from the staff-only area of the Yangokto International Hotel.
Now that's the voice of Otto Warmbier. He's a college student at the University of Virginia here in the U.S. who's been touring North Korea when he was arrested last month for attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Today he's been charged with committing a hostile act against the state with the help of the United States. Mr. Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital. Pyongyang has not said what possible punishment he may be facing. He's 21 years old. President Obama is set to award the nation's highest military honor to Navy SEAL Edward Byers, who helped rescue an American hostage in December of 2012 in Afghanistan. Mr. Byers says he plans to continue serving as a Navy SEAL. A spotlight, a look at the Boston Globe's Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation into child sex abuse in the Catholic Church won the Oscar for the Best Picture at the 88th Academy Awards in Hollywood last night. Spotlight producer Michael Sugar.
This film gave a voice to survivors, and this Oscar amplifies that voice, which we hope will become a choir that will resonate all the way to the Vatican. Pope Francis, it's time to protect the children and restore the faith. Thank you very much.
Leonardo DiCaprio got a standing ovation when he won his first Best Actor award last night for his performance in The Revenant. Brie Larson, who was widely expected to win the Oscar for Best Actress, did not disappoint, taking home the trophy. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.